Hi everybody. So today I'm going to talk about five most common symptoms of leaky gut. Okay, so I'll explain which are the most common symptoms that shows that you have a leaky gut. Before I start, I just want to let you know that I will be doing Q&A session. I'm planning to do a Q&A session by the end of each month, so we will start in end of September. If you have any questions about leaky gut, about any gut symptoms or health issues which are connected with having a leaky gut, now I will explain why. And if you have any issues, just send me a message, like say Q&A, and send your questions, okay? And I will be answering at the end of the month. Okay, so let's start. So what are the five most common symptoms of leaky gut? So you know that you are having leaky gut. The first one is presence of autoimmune disease. Like, it maybe if you have been diagnosed, or maybe you think you have some autoimmune disease like Alzheimer's, like rheumatoid arthritis, like joint pain, muscle pain, you have MS, multiple sclerosis, you have like it's all connected with having a leaky gut. So if you have any of these diseases, autoimmune disease, you have been diagnosed by the professional, that means a leaky gut is present, okay? Just bear in mind that this has not come overnight. Like if you have been diagnosed with autoimmune disease, that doesn't mean that you got it, let's say, this year or last year. It has been going on with years and years of having a leaky gut, undiagnosed and untreated, and it takes years for having a symptom. And from symptom to have more symptoms that will definitely make you go to the doctor to be diagnosed with some disease. Okay, so this has been developing with years in advance into having a autoimmune disease. So this is symptom number one that shows that we have leaky gut. Symptom number two is having acne, psoriasis, or other skin issues. So if there is any skin issue, like also rosacea, eczema, so this shows that there is an inflammation going on in the body, which starts from having a leaky gut. Okay, so all the toxins, the food particles, or the bad bacteria, so there was a disbalance in the gut that has damaged the gut wall, create leaky gut, and that allows all the toxins and bad bacteria and undigested proteins from the food goes into the blood and creates our immune cells, our defenders, to react, to start killing this and start chasing it throughout the body. Okay, so one of the symptoms is also skin issues. Okay, any acne, psoriasis, or other skin itching, anything, it's connected with having a leaky gut. That's number two. Number three is thyroid disorders. And also depression, anxiety, fatigue. You know, this is the very common symptom that I notice with my clients. This is the first symptom that anybody will tell me. Okay, I feel fatigue, I feel tired. This means that our cells are fighting some inflammation that is going on in the body. That means that the mitochondria has are less able to produce energy. So instead of producing energy, taking all the nutrients from the food that we eat and oxygen and create energy, they are fighting some inflammation. So the body is focused on fighting inflammation, and that's why we feel tired, we feel fatigue, and the thyroid is not working properly. Usually it's linked with Hashimoto and a slower metabolism, and that's why we feel fatigue or tired or anxiety. Number four is having Crohn's, colitis, or any irritable bowel disease that is linked. Actually, this is how this starts. You know, we're having some issue in the gut, like Crohn's, colitis, abdominal pain, or SIBO, or anything. This is the starting point of creating a leaky gut. So people who have these kind of issues, they may consider themselves lucky because they are focusing on the gut, on healing the gut. in spite of the other people who have autoimmune disease, who have maybe arthritis, they are focusing on healing the joint pain. They're not focusing on healing the gut, where the real problem starts. So having Crohn's, colitis, IBD, or constipation, diarrhea, or any gut issue shows that the leaky gut is present, or at least it's starting to be developed. And we must start focusing on healing the gut first and foremost. And number five is food sensitivity. So if you have noticed that you are reacting to some food, and you have your symptoms are coming out, whatever is specific for you, maybe skin issues, itching, redness, or you have maybe you feel tired, fatigue, or you feel pain in the muscles or joint, any kind of symptoms coming, or stuffy nose, you know, you have maybe histamine intolerance to some food, that means that the gut wall is damaged, where the mast cells are covered. You know, in the mucus lining, it's like a buffer where the pathogens, the bad bacteria, the toxins are introduced into our, with our immune cells. So it's a buffer where it's checked, you know, what is foreign, what is healthy, and then the immune system has time to react. But if we have a leaky gut, if we have damaged gut wall, then the reaction starts right away, you know, if it's inside our digestive system, if it's if the food and toxins go already in the blood in our body, then the symptoms may be a little bit delayed. Okay, so if you have food sensitivities, that means the leaky gut is present. Okay, as I said, so now, so five most common symptoms: presence of autoimmune disease, okay, skin issues, acne, psoriasis, rosacea, eczema, anything, thyroid disorders, fatigue, depression, anxiety. Okay, so this shows also you have there is a presence of leaky gut. Number four, gut issues, Crohn's disease, ulcers, colitis, IBD, IBS, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, SIBO, bloating. This shows also a leaky gut is present, and food sensitivities. So let me know if anybody of you have any of these symptoms. So that means you're on the right place. We're talking about leaky gut and healing the leaky gut in a proper way. Okay, because I know how this feels, because I used to have most of these symptoms before. And I had thyroid issues, I had skin issues, itching on my hands, on my back. And I used to have, fatigue. That was the number one. Most of my clients, there is number one thing they report: fatigue. And as soon as we reduce the inflammation, the energy is back. Okay, that's a very common symptom. So I used to have fatigue. I had concentration issues. I couldn't concentrate. I couldn't, you know, answer if somebody's asking me something. I needed time to process the question in order to answer. Then I had, I couldn't memorize things. I needed to read it over and over again until I needed more time to put it in my head. I didn't know that was connected with leaky gut until I finally got the whole picture and understand the whole process. And you can also too, if you want to understand this one, you can. I will post a link to watch the 3-part video series explaining how leaky gut develops and what are the steps to follow. So you must follow the exact steps in proper order to heal the leaky gut. And I want to mention one more thing. It's if somebody has, maybe you have been healing from gut symptoms, from leaky gut or autoimmune disease, any way, if you felt better and then with time again you start experiencing the symptoms, that means that the leaky gut was not fully healed. Okay. Or you may be going back on the old lifestyle too much, enjoying the life again like before, and you have been damaging it again and again. Okay, so we want to heal the leaky gut and we want to establish the balance again, and to be able again to consume the same thing that you have been eating before, but not to that extent to create a leaky gut again, to damage the gut. Okay, so this is our aim. Okay, so again, let me know if you had any of these symptoms or issues or as I said, at the end of the month, I will have a Q&A session. If you have any questions, if you don't understand something, why you have or what is going on in your body, just let me know. Write me a message or write down in the comments. I will gather all the questions and I will answer them also on live Q&A sessions. You will be informed in time which day it will be exactly. Okay, so I hope you find this video informative. And I'll see you next time. Bye.